am Rob McClain with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm here to read Prairie Chicken Little by Jackie Mims Hawkins, illustrated by Henry Cole. Out in the grasslands where bison roam, Mary McBlicken, the prairie chicken, was scratching for her breakfast when all of a sudden she heard a rumbling and grumbling and a tumbling. "Oh no," she exclaimed, "a stampede's a-coming. I need to hightail it back to the ranch to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan. Don't know what to do." So away Mary ran, lickety-splickety, as fast as her little prairie chicken legs could carry her. On her way to the ranch, Mary came upon Jeffrey Snog, the prairie dog, who was soaking up some sunshine. "Good morning to you," barked Jeffrey. "No time for good mornings," warned Mary. "A stampede's a-coming." "How do you know that this is so?" asked Jeffrey. "I heard a rumbling and a grumbling and a tumbling." "I did," said Mary. "A stampede? Yes, indeed," said Jeffrey. "Come with me to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan," hollered Mary. "Let's hit the trail," barked Jeffrey, and away the pair ran, lickety-splickety, toward the ranch. Soon they met Bo Gabbett, the jackrabbit, who was nibbling on some sweet grass. "Where are you two going in such a hurry?" he asked. "A stampede's a-coming," said Mary. "We're heading to the ranch to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan." "How do you know that this is so?" asked Bo. "I heard a rumbling and a grumbling and a tumbling." "I did," said Mary. "A stampede? Yes, indeed," said Bo. "Come with us to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan," hollered Mary. "Let's hop to it then," said Bo, and they lit off across the prairie, lickety-splickety, toward the ranch. Before long, the trio came across June Spark, the meadowlark, who was building her nest in the tall prairie grass. "What's going on?" asked June. "A stampede's a-coming," chorused the trio. "How do you know that this is so?" asked June. "I heard a rumbling and a grumbling and a tumbling." "I did," said Mary. "A stampede, yes indeed," said June. "Come with us to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan," hollered Mary. "What are we waiting for?" chirped June. And away they all flew, lickety-splickety, toward the ranch. It wasn't long before Slim Brody, the sly coyote, spotted them making their way across the prairie. "Well, hello there, my fine feathered and furry friends. What's the big rush?" "A stampede's a-coming. We're heading to the ranch to tell Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan," said Mary. "It's your lucky day," said Slim. "I just happened to know a shortcut." He had no intention of taking them to the ranch. Instead, he led them across the plain, over a hill, through a pass, around a bend, and down a gully to the entrance of his den. "What's this?" squawked Mary. "This," snarled Slim, "is the passage to the shortcut." He flashed a toothy smile and closed in on Mary McBlicken and the others. The fine feathered and furry friends all started clucking and barking and thumping and chirping as loud as they could. Cowboy Stan and Red Dog Dan heard the ruckus and came charging across the prairie toward the den. Dan made a beeline for Slim, Brody, and chased that coyote, lickety-splickety, far, far away. "What's going on?" asked Stan. "A stampede's a-coming," cried Mary. "How do you know that this is so?" asked Stan. But before Mary could open her beak to speak, everyone heard a rumbling and a grumbling and a tumbling. Yes, indeed. "Why, that's not a stampede," said Stan. "That's your stomach. There's only one way to head off of a rumbling and grumbling and a tumbling stomach. You need some grub." So, Cowboy Stan cooked up a fine supper for those critters, and that took care of Mary McBlicken's stomach stampede. Lickety-splickety, yes, indeed. Hey, listeners and readers, I hope you enjoyed the book Prairie Chicken Little by Jackie Mims Hawkins, illustrated by Henry Cole, and hope to see you next week.